Hello, sir. How can I help you?
Yes. Hi. I'd like to buy a comedy sketch, please.
Well, you've come to the right place.
Have I? Do you specialize in comedy sketches?
Not necessarily, sir. But you've walked into a shop and asked for something. That's one of the most common ways to begin a comedy sketch.
I see. So what are my options?
Well, we've got the standard thinly veiled social commentary.
And how does that go?
Well, you'd come in like you did, and you'd say something like, I'd like to return this military drone! It's been shooting at people it shouldn't be shooting at!
Oh, that's horrible. That's not comedy, is it?
I'm afraid so, sir. If you think that's dark, though, there's worse. There's gallows humor.
You just shot that puppy!
I did! Do you get it?
I didn't! That was horrible!
Well, humor is subjective. You could try to return it as faulty merchandise, but that's been done. How about this?
What on earth is...
It's surreal. We're doing a nonsense sketch now.
It's a bowl of pudding with a beanie cap on it.
No, it isn't. That's my son, and I'll not have you insulting a member of my...
No. This won't do at all. I thought comedy sketches were supposed to make me laugh.
Well, there's... this is a real crowd pleaser.
What is it?
The pop culture awareness sketch. Let's see. I like the way you died, puppy.
What was that?
It's from that movie, Django Unchained.
I never saw that. All you did was remind me that the puppy is dead.
Yeah, not much fun, is it? Okay, I have one more thing, and then I'm out of ideas. It's called meta. It's when you're aware you're in a comedy sketch.
Oh yeah? How does that work?
Well, in the hands of a clever writer, it's a device that can self-reflexively comment on the overall concept of humor in general and the form of sketch comedy in specific. But in less skilled hands, the writer basically just uses it to acknowledge that he doesn't know how to end the thing.